Meridian was once a small farming community, but during the last two decades, this once sleepy town has turned into a thriving place to live, work, and play. And much of that is thanks to its mayor, Tammy DeVeard. Mayor Tammy took office in January 2004, and under her leadership, many policies and initiatives have been put into place to improve the quality of life for all Meridian residents. The city has been recognized by Newsweek as one of America's 100 best places for young people. It's also been recognized as one of the best cities for families, as well as numerous other national recognitions. Mayor DeVeard joins me in studio today to talk about Meridian, where it is right now, and where it will head in the future. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gemma. It's a pleasure being here.
Tell me about Meridian today. Where are you right now? Because whenever you go out there, it just seems to be bigger and bigger.
Well, certainly Meridian is a full service community that has much to offer its residents that we didn't have a decade ago. So we're growing in jobs and shopping, dining, and entertainment options. And I think that continues to draw families to our community. But not just the families, the mom and dads, the grandpa and grandmas, the siblings. I mean, when I door knock, it just blows my mind of how many are following family members or friends even.
And I've noticed, too, is it is a center for business. When I first moved here in 1999, the only thing on Eagle Road was Blue Cross of Idaho, and that has certainly changed. But now we see it is the headquarters for Blue Cross of Idaho, headquarters for Sensi. Do you see more businesses coming to Meridian and making that area a headquarter?
Yes, and you know that's very important. It's so critical that we have employment on the west side of Ada County. We need to get jobs closer to where people live because you're not going to build yourself out of congestion. But if you bring jobs and services closer to where people are living, you remove some of those trips off of the roads. And so some of these businesses that are headquartering here choose Meridian because it is the center of the Treasure Valley and it is accessible in all directions. We say all cars travel through us. We want them to stop traveling through us, but travel to us.
But it also makes sense that you really are the center of the Treasure Valley. And if there is a business right there, you could live in Boise, but you could live in Caldwell and get to Meridian. Is that part of the draw for these businesses when they're looking to locate in Meridian?
Yes, it's a matter of being close to their workplace, close to where their workers live. Another exciting thing for not just jobs, but also educational opportunities will be the opening this fall of the Idaho College of Osteopathic Medicine. That's located in our Health Science and Technology Corridor there along Eagle Road. And it's just going to bring so many different opportunities to our region and to the state in terms of medical education, keeping our kids here. They can study here. They can do their residency here. And we hope that that keeps doctors here in the state of Idaho, which really severely needs those doctors to serve here.
I'm speaking with Mayor Tammy DeVeard of Meridian today, and we're talking about the city and its growth and how it continues to evolve. I'd like to ask you, Mayor, what do you see, though, as the biggest challenge facing your city right now?
Oh, the biggest challenge, and we did a survey last summer, and top of mind is growth, certainly. But primarily, it's the schools and the roads. We need to work with our state leaders and get better tools. The city and our services, we're keeping up with our growth. We grow from the inside out. Mm-hmm. But roads and schools, we get money permit by permit. So it always comes after the growth. And schools, our state has not allowed us to charge impact fees for schools where growth should pay for itself. Instead, the only tool that our school district and their elected board has to keep up with growth, and they serve 5 cities and 2 counties. They're 385 square miles large. But the only tool they have is through bonds, and that's property tax. So we need to work with our legislature, and we have the last decade and a half tried to get better tools to pay for schools other than bonds.
Because it's got to be hard to always have to go to your citizens to ask them to pay more in property taxes to build more schools.
Exactly. And I think our school board trustees, they're very interested in seeing, and we've been at the legislature trying to find those tools. We haven't found success yet. We're coming back this next year. But we need to get better tools from our state leaders on both schools and roads.
Because with schools, I mean, so you're in the West Ada School District. It is the largest school district in the state of Idaho.
Bar none.
And you seem to always be at capacity, if not more than capacity, even when a school opens. You seem to be at capacity when that happens in Meridian. Am I correct in that assumption?
I think the school board doesn't feel comfortable going out and asking the citizens to support a bond until they can be assured that the school is full.
Mm.
And I don't understand that, but that's one hat I don't wear.
Mm-hmm. And with roads, what I think is interesting with that is the idea that you just said, the money comes after the growth has happened. Doesn't that seem to be a bit reactive versus proactive? Would you like to see the ability to be able to build roads, you know, sometimes before you need it?
Oh, we would love to see that. In fact, Meridian has developed a number of public-private partnerships where the development community has built intersection improvements and road widening prior to growth. But it's a taking unless they want to, you know, unless they're forward thinking. And Meridian is seeing the largest amount of public-private partnerships. And we love seeing that. We have a development community that works with us on those kind of improvements, including parks and places to put our well sites for water and other services. But most certainly, we would love to see the roads before the houses, but that's not how the law works or the codes are in the state of Idaho.
How about mass transportation in Meridian? It's a problem all over the Treasure Valley, frankly. What would you like to see in Meridian?
We certainly would love to see additional choices for modes of transportation. We've been working for the last decade and a half on utilizing the rail corridor. We would love to see a multi-use pathway on there. And primarily, you could even put an HOV, a bus lane along that corridor that can move people more efficiently, and people then using public transportation will see an advantage that they have rather than sitting in a bus in the same traffic they would if they were traveling in a car.
And we are getting bigger. I mean, like it or not, we're getting bigger. More people are here, and we have to look at those options.
Absolutely. If we don't look long term and down the road, I think that your community will definitely suffer.
And one of the big, exciting things that has just happened is The Hill in Meridian, the YMCA campus. And we are going to talk to you a little bit later in the show. We're bringing you back with some other folks to talk about that. But I wanted people to know we haven't forgotten about that huge project that just opened.
It's an exciting project. It lends to the quality of life in our south part of our community. But we opened 3 parks last year. And one of them is right next to the Hill Project. It's part of the Hill Project, but we're also starting on a new park, also in South Meridian, that was most recently named. It's going to be Discovery Park, and there is going to be so many different amenities for children to discover. It's going to be an exciting project. We're very thrilled that we're considered one of the safest cities in the state of Idaho. So police and fire continue to be a high priority in our community. We'll be opening up a sixth fire station in South Meridian as well. And so we just have all kinds of things going on.
It seems every day something new is coming in Meridian. I want to thank you for coming in today, Mayor DeVere.
Thank you, Jim. It was lovely being here.